Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Samantha Salmon, certified integrative nutrition coach and brain health licensed trainer. And I want to talk to you about something that you may be thinking. Maybe you're thinking that healthy food can't be delicious. And I want to say, like, I totally understand that concern, because before my vegan days, I used to say all the time, if it don't have chicken, it's not a meal. And I really believe that with every core of my being. It wasn't until I watched my grandmother suffer on hospice care. Like, she was screaming out in pain, and she had such a long, drawn out, torturous death process that I realized food isn't worth it. And I love food as much as the next person, like probably even more than the next person. I love great tasting food. So watching that, like, I knew food wasn't worth it logically and emotionally. I was there. At the same time, I love food. I love to eat. And fast forward from that point, when I moved to the Bay Area, and I had Cafe Gratitude at the time was 100% raw, okay? I was blown away, right, by the innovation in raw food cuisine, that you can make vegetables, nuts and seeds, and fruits taste so good. I mean, I love fruits anyway. There's no way fruits could be wrong, but the vegetables, right? I hadn't liked vegetables before that point. And when I went vegan, I did eat out at restaurants. I ate at an Indian place. I ate at a Senegalese place. Ate at an Ethiopian place. And these people, they know how to season, right? They know how to season food. I never felt in want or need for good food, making the transition from meat eater to vegan, from vegan to raw foodie, because I tasted from the pros, from different ethnic cuisines that knew how to season food. And if you think about it, chicken actually does not taste good and doesn't taste like anything unless you season it. It's not good without anything, right? You have to add stuff to it for it to taste good. And it's the same thing with the vegetables, the legumes, the nuts, the seeds. All of that stuff needs seasoning on it, because most of it doesn't taste like anything. The vegetables, they have a taste, but a lot of it is bitter. And our palates are so used to these highly processed foods where the sugar is jacked up, the salt is jacked up, the fat is jacked up. And so it's hijacked our brains, basically, and our taste buds. So we're looking for that hyper palatable food experience. But I was able to get that hyper palatable food experience vegan and then raw vegan, eating out at these different restaurants. So if you are on the beginning of your journey, I highly recommend maybe looking up Happy Cow, the Happy Cow app, and just trying a place. I know I've had clients who are like, you know, but this place, there's a lot of oil and da 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 da. And it's like, cool, but the whole goal of this exercise is to taste how other people are doing vegetables or foods that you're not yet into, right? How they're doing it so that it tastes good for a wide group of people. Because typically, if you have a restaurant that's been around for a while with a menu that people, you know, you can see reviews on Google reviews, you can see how people are responding to it, it may make you feel more confident to try, right? So you can try how the pros are doing it. You could try what other people are liking. And then that will give you some ideas, or at least start to open your mind up to the possibility that vegetables and these healthy foods can actually taste good. And me personally, how I made healthy food taste better than fast food was my own personal journey, because I didn't just stop there at eating at restaurants, because who can afford doing that all the time? So in the beginning of my journey, I did not like vegetables. I went vegan, I gained 20 pounds, and I figured, you know what? This is probably because I'm not eating any vegetables. I'm eating lots of bread, lots of pasta, everything I was eating before veganism, but just without the meat, dairy, eggs. So green smoothies seemed like the easiest way to get into vegetables, because I loved fruits. And so when you put greens, especially leafy greens like spinach and kale, in a smoothie, you don't even taste the greens. You really just taste the sweetness of the fruit. That's where I started. Then I started to experiment with salads. What makes a salad taste good? Dressing. And I already knew spices and seasonings that I like, but you know what? You get into that if you're not a foodie, right? You get into that by experimenting in the kitchen with things, getting to understand your own palate and yourself. You should know what you like. You should know if it's garlic that turns you on, if it's chili powder, if it's paprika. What is it that floats your boat? You need to know that. Get in touch with yourself. And you do that by experimenting with different recipes. And so I have a couple recommendations for you on that front when you're getting into this healthy eating. Now, if you are new to veganism, then I have a book for you. I have a book recommendation in the description below. And if you are not new to veganism, but you're new to raw, I also have a book recommendation for you in the description below. But enjoy this journey. This is a fun journey. This is one out of discovery. And that's how I made my healthy food taste way better than fast food. For me, fruits on hand and having a salad I could whip up real quick, having a wrap I could whip up real quick, all of these things, all of my most favorite recipes my clients have in our 6-month program and in my 21-day New Year meal prep challenge. But if you've missed those, I have some recommendations below for you to get started on this. But you just want to get in the kitchen, experiment, get to learn the flavors that you like. And then start to incorporate that eating more raw. Get it real simple, right? Simple smoothie or juice in the morning, a salad for lunch, and then whatever you want for dinner. I think that's a safe place to start. That can save you money, heal your body, and also have you in a position where you're not sacrificing anything. You're not sacrificing taste or flavor or enjoyment. You can just enjoy your life. That's what I want for you. Anyway, until next time, be blessed.